But Susan B. Anthony would not rest. Nor would she permit any other issue to sidetrack her goal of votes for women, no matter how personally painful it might be. Earlier that year at the annual convention in Atlanta, Anthony had reluctantly gone along with the wishes of her Southern hosts, who wanted to bar black women from the proceedings. Later, she would keep silent when the National American officially declared it had no objections to any state preventing black women from joining its local chapters.
What this meant was that there was no one at the center of the National American Woman Suffrage Association committed to getting black women the vote. And as soon as you've given that kind of states' rights power to your affiliated women's suffrage associations, then you've got no grounds on which to be making the principle stand.
When black women become suffrage activists in the late 19th century, they really have to inaugurate their own institutions, their own activism. So when Votes for Women reaches its high point, it does so in a segregated fashion.